Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at a time when you do not expect. Matthew chapter 24, verse 44. Jesus spoke these words of warning to his disciples so that they would not lose heart during times of trouble and tribulation. How easy it would be to think that he would never return, that there would never be a day of judgment, and that the world would always go on as usual. In fact, Jesus notes that just as it was during the time of Noah, so shall it be on the day of his second coming. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away. So will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. Matthew 24, verses 38 to 39. Let's be honest. Most people today, sadly, including many Christians, do not think that Jesus will return to judge the living and the dead. We trudge through life, trying to make the best of it, with little or no regard for the life to come. We seldom, if ever, give thought to the end times and the second advent of our Savior Jesus. However, on occasion things happen to us to remind us that, in spite of all appearances, Jesus will come again for us one day, and that day may be very soon. He will gather all of his followers to take them to their eternal home. This truth came home to me, strangely in all places, at the Denver airport. I had flown to Denver to visit my mother. The visit had gone well, but now it was time to return home. So I arrived at the airport about 3 hours before the flight was scheduled to leave. I checked in, cleared security, and I made my way to the gate. Unfortunately, we were then informed that the inbound flight was running late. Therefore, we would be held up by approximately 3 hours. We all groaned, but we settled in to make the best of it. Eventually, the incoming flight arrived and it taxied to the gate. It was about 11 p.m. when we began to board the plane, and when everyone was on board, the doors were shut, the safety video was shown, but we didn't move. Eventually, the captain announced that one of the engines failed to start and that they had to call the engineers to try and repair it. At about 1 a.m., the captain came back on the tannoy and announced they could not repair the engine and that we were going nowhere. After disembarking the aircraft and gathering in the lounge, we were told that, unfortunately, there were no vacant hotel rooms within 100 miles of the airport and we were going to be on our own. We were taken back to the check-in counter and I grabbed a chair in the corner. The next morning, after a lousy night's sleep, we were told that we were expected to fly out around 2 p.m. Then it became 4 p.m. and then 10 p.m. As you might expect, we were losing heart, and we thought that we would never leave the terminal. The promise of the coming aircraft was there, but it just didn't show up. Finally, at 9 p.m., we once again boarded the new aircraft, and everyone cheered up. The doors were shut, the safety video was played, yet again we didn't move. We just sat there. I thought, uh-oh, here we don't go again. It seemed they could not account for everyone on the aircraft, so we had to sit until everyone on the plane could be accounted for. Finally, at about 11 p.m., we took off to the sound of cheers. 31 hours after arriving at the airport, we were finally off the ground and on our way home. We were beginning to think that it would never happen, but eventually it did. So, when will Jesus return? Do not be fooled or led astray, as many will tell you that Jesus will never return. This return of Christ is just some kind of fairy tale invented by Christians to make you behave. Scoffers would have us believe that there is no judgment day, no punishment for sin, no eternal life for those who are in Christ. But Jesus warns us not to fall for this wishful thinking. Instead, we are to stay faithful and strong, trusting in His promises, and we will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and He will send out His angels with a loud trumpet sound, and they will gather His elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Yes, I finally made it home, and yes, you who believe in Jesus Christ will also make it to your home in heaven. Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Let us pray. Eternal God, merciful Father, you have appointed your Son as judge of the living and the dead. Enable us to wait for the day of His return with our eyes fixed on the kingdom prepared for your own from the foundations of the world, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.